2. Time now to speak to the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, the great Merrill Reese, preparing like we all are for Sunday night. Merrill, I want to start with the quarterback, Superman, Cam Newton. European, we've had this conversation about Eli Manning last week. Mm-hmm. Good, not great, but Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. At this point in his career, how do you characterize Cam Newton?
Well, I think up until this point, he has been inconsistent. When he's good, he can be devastating. I mean, he can really dominate a game. But when he's bad, he can blow a game, too. He's lost games by making bad decisions and holding on to the ball too long. But I would say that he is a good quarterback.
I just think it's can we go deeper in this? Because
sure.
I think it's a more
let's go deeper into
it. It's more of a he's such a different kind of quarterback now. He's averaging 10 rushing attempts per game. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a even good group of wide receivers to throw to mm-hmm. with Kelvin Benjamin. I find it, as I think about what he is, I think he's a game-changing player.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much reliant upon him. And to date, I guess I'd have to call him a Pro Bowl quarterback, given that the Panthers are 5-0 of him.
But you do realize that his quarterback rating right now is barely over 80.
But like I said, you're giving me numbers. That doesn't
rate but their numbers. All right, their numbers at this point, and I'm not taking anything away from Carolina, but maybe I am. They beat a Seattle team that we admit is not like the Seattle Super Bowl teams, but they're okay. But the other four teams that he beat were Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Houston, and
Jacksonville.
So can we really measure Cam Newton's performance on a season-wide basis on these five games? I don't think we can. Before Cam Newton heads for Hawaii, he's got to do a lot more in the second half of the season.
How about we rate him based upon the difficulty a defensive coordinator has, and maybe it's not that difficult, game planning to stop Cam Newton. So let's segue into getting to the mind of Bill Davis. What do you
do on Sunday? And that's the case with any dual-threat quarterback. And he's the first true dual-threat quarterback that they're going to be facing. Breeze can run on occasion, but not as much as he used to. What you do if you're Bill Davis is you go over what you did last year, which was spy him. And it was Connor Barwin who really made the great plays on him and held him to 6 rushing yards. And the Eagles sacked him 9 times. And they beat up the Carolina Panthers. Now, you can make a case that Cam Newton had an ankle injury. He was not as nimble and as quick or as fast as he normally is. He is a dangerous, dangerous quarterback. But I think the Eagles can come up with a scheme to contain him. And the thing that you pointed out so accurately is he does not have marquee names at wide receiver. He has a bunch of guys who are okay, but certainly not scary. There are no Odell Beckhams this week.
Right.
You're not going to have to worry about that. But he's still, there's no Dez Bryant out there. So it's going to be a test, but I think it's one that the Eagles are capable of handling from a defensive standpoint.
All right, let's now talk about the Eagles quarterback situation. Mm-hmm. It is the talk of the town. Sam Bradford, 9 touchdown passes, 9 interceptions, 4 in the end zone. Your take through 6 games on Sam Bradford.
Well, it's not good. I keep waiting to see the Sam Bradford that we expected to see. And I think that Sam Bradford is honest when he talks to the media. He speaks to us and he says, for this team to do well, I have to play better. You can't put it up for grabs. You can't throw red zone interceptions. That has to cut out. As you said, 9-9 is a poor ratio for a quarterback who you are depending on to lead this team to the playoffs. So he needs ball security. He needs better decision-making than what we've seen so far. So far, it's not good enough. Hopefully, it will pick up. I thought there was something going in the right direction with the win over the Saints, but there was a step backwards this week against the Giants. Hopefully, we will see more of the quarterback we saw a couple of weeks ago, minus those 2 end zone interceptions.
Last one, Merrill, your thoughts on how this game plays out Sunday night?
I think the Eagles get off to a good start. They have to get off to a good start. And I think they're going to do very well against Cam Newton. And I think the Eagles are going to come home with their 3rd win and hit the bye at 4-3.
Very nice. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.